minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is Christmas Eve Eve. You can you feel it in the air? No, you can't because it's 90 million degrees outside. But either way, I'm ready to go. This is my last show for a while. This is my last show of 2021. That's it. Yes, I'm out. I'm out tomorrow, of course, for Christmas Eve, and then I'll be out next week. So looking forward to spending some quality time with the family. But I'll tell you what, here's something for you guys to do. Obviously, follow me on social media because I'll be active on that. I'll be active on Twitter at Whole Show, our Facebook page, Whole Show. Again, if all else fails, just search The Whole Show. There's only us, and then there's a boat show in North Carolina called The Whole Show. I want to get them on the show sometime. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel because you know I'm going to give you some thoughts after Drew Locke absolutely works the Raiders on Sunday, and the Broncos are still very much in the playoff race, baby. Yes, they're going to be. Oh, I believe. I am all in. I'm going all in. Like I said, we're done with watching paint dry. That time of our lives is over. It's time to at least put the ball in the air, and you see what happens.
Go Broncos.
And if Drew Locke is fantastic, then we have a weird debate going on for the next 3 weeks. That's going to be fun. Here we go. I got a good poll question for you guys today. I actually have, so since I'm not going to be here to wrap up 2021 next week, I also want to do my personal New Year's resolutions for each of the teams that we follow closely here on The Whole Show. But our Power to Play Sports poll question today, let's have some fun with this one. What would be your best Christmas present as a fan? And feel free to add this. Because it's Christmas time and I'm feeling generous, Michael, you go ahead and speak.
Season tickets to the Broncos.
You've already failed the question. The question isn't what you would want, like an actual, like a physical present for you.
You mean for the team?
What do you want for your teams? And be realistic. I know you're going to say win out, win the Super Bowl, but be realistic, okay? I just want to see the Broncos be competitive. Is it your mortal enemy? Lose out so they can get a better draft pick? Or just make the playoffs? Don't give me this. I know your wish is going to be Super Bowl, but you're going to be sadly disappointed, Michael. So just give me something realistic that you wish for the Broncos for the rest of the year that would be a Christmas present for you.
You already know I'm going to say win every game. Would
you be okay with just going to the playoffs?
I would love them to go to the playoffs.
So we're going
to
say playoffs because that's one of the options.
Losing the playoffs is still a failure.
Okay, there you go. No, and it's not. For many Broncos fans, just getting into the playoffs right now, that's where the expectations are. That would be great. So our Power to Play Sports poll question, what would be the best Christmas gift? And obviously be a future gift because it's not all going to come to fruition tomorrow or Saturday. For you as a sports fan. Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup? That's leading in the clubhouse right now. How about that? As much as I talk Avs, that's what's leading. And I get that. It's a championship. None of the other categories on here have championship next to their name. Because I believe the Avalanche are the only ones that could quote unquote win it all. Yes, the Rams could win the Mountain West Conference, the Bears could win the Big Sky. But does that mean they're going to win the grand championship of all? This isn't like unrealistic wishes. These are somewhat realistic wishes. Nuggets to advance to the NBA Finals? Boy, after watching the Thunder game last night, that's really wishful thinking. Not saying it couldn't happen. That's second, though. And then how about Broncos go to the playoffs? Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson to the Broncos? I lumped that together. Yes, I did. Colorado State Rams to go dancing in March, UNC Bears to win the Big Sky Conference Tournament, or the Colorado Buffaloes to go dancing in March. The Buffs are getting the least amount here. I guess it's because we probably talk more Rams and Nuggets and everything else. I would like to see what your vote is on this one. Go to thewholeshow.com. That is our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Your best Christmas gift for you as a sports fan, as far as for your teams, for the teams that we talk about, that you follow throughout the course of the years here. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Or you can add your own. That's fine. I don't mind if you guys want to add your own. Let's see, a couple of comments here. Okay. Coach Max says all of the above. Okay, you got to pick one. You can't get greedy. Christmas isn't about greed. KCV. Nuggets to the NBA Finals and win. See, you're getting greedy again, but I like it. Just want to see it once. Wouldn't need to see my kids grow up if that happened. Oh, boy. Wouldn't that be something? Nuggets go to a championship. I'll tell you this. As bad as last night was for the Nuggets, you look at the rest of the NBA, save for a few teams, and you think, okay, well, these playoffs could be really interesting. Because I'm not going to go into the East, but look at the West. Other than Phoenix, Golden State, and Utah, Denver's right there in the thick of it with everybody else. I mean, Denver was in fifth place a day ago. Now they're back to eighth. But the Mavericks are 15-15. The Lakers are 16-16. The Clippers. What's more likely to happen in that category? That's what I want to know, too. Like, what's more likely? Okay, what would be the best Christmas gift for you? But what's more likely to happen? All right. Also, it's Christmas time. I got this today. I thought I gave away all my Nuggets tickets for tonight's game. So I'll tell you what. I have three pairs of tickets to give away. And Michael, you know the drill. I desperately need their email address. I'm going to take one winner via text today. So I want you to text us on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And I'm going to take the fifth text I see on our text box that tells me their best Christmas gift for all the things we just mentioned, or add your own. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets for tonight's game. If you want to give them to a friend for Christmas, that's fine. They're your tickets. You're responsible for transferring them after that. But I have three more pairs left. I didn't realize I had that many. We gave away a lot. We got a lot of hooligans going to Ball Arena tonight. We're bringing hooligans together, man. What's more Christmas than that? Just bringing hooligans together. For better or for worse, we're putting them all in the same spot. So I'll take the fifth text I see on the text box that just tells me there, what would your best Christmas gift be for one of these teams? I'm torn. What would I like to see more? I really want to see CSU go dancing. I love Steve Smiley and UNC and Bodie and Dalen and Matt. All those guys are great. I'd love to see the Bears win the tournament, the Big Sky Conference tournament, and go dancing. Because theoretically, it's never happened. But it has. It did happen?
It happened. It happened.
It happened. It happened, but it's wiped away. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see the Broncos go to the playoffs. This also just shows me how starved we are for some success. I mean, the Avs and the Nuggets, okay, they're now features in the playoffs, and that's cool. But I know we want to see something more from them. I mean, we definitely want to see the Avs are, they were the favorite last year, they're the favorite this year. So you're ready to see the Avs take the ultimate step. I think we're ready to see the Nuggets and Nikola Jokic be a real contender. Now, I mean, the Nuggets have grown over the last few years. I think we're getting to that point. Or the Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson thing is kind of like the big time wish list there. Would you like to see that, Michael? Would you like to see Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson as a Bronco?
Russell Wilson.
So you would like to see it. You'd like to see them scrap what they're doing with Teddy and Drew, screw the draft, and then go with Russell Wilson.
I don't think there's a lot of strength in the draft. I think Russell Wilson is a better quarterback than both.
So you use that first round pick for something that you need, and then you go after and see if you can trade for Russell Wilson. I mean, Russ, I can do a sales pitch for you. It's December 23rd. It is a beautiful day in Colorado. You could do it. You could go skiing because the mountains are going to get some snow. You could do a lot in Denver. Is Denver becoming on the map, at least for the NFL? I'd like to see it. Is that what I'm voting for? No, because I'm right now in the now mode for the Broncos. I do want to see Drew Lock. I want to see him with a full start, a full week of reps. I want to see it. I actually believe something special is going to happen for Denver against the Raiders on Sunday. Does that mean I'm going crazy and saying, oh, Drew Lock should be the guy next year? I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say it's worth evaluating to the next week, to the Chargers game. If the Broncos win out and Drew Lock is actually pretty good in these three games, meaning they're not just running the ball and defense is coming up with crazy turnovers, then I think the debate is worthwhile. It's worthwhile debate. I really do. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I think it's going to be interesting to see. I'm here for it. I'm actually very excited about it. It gives this, to me, it's like, and again, I hate that it happened this way. I hate that, you know, again, it sounds like Teddy's going to be all right, but another concussion. This is the right move. He should shut it down for his long term, for the longevity of his life, of his career. I really believe that. But I didn't want it to come to that, but you know me. I've been saying Drew Lock should be starting from the beginning. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm having a hard time. What do I pick? Okay, a couple of things have changed. It's still the Avalanche winning this thing. Again, go vote at thewholeshow.com. You'd rather see the Christmas gift for you is the Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. Now second place is Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Nuggets to advance to the finals, Broncos to go to the playoffs. If you're wanting Rodgers or Wilson to be here, if you're voting on that, odds are you're on your Christmas wish list, you're not really saying you think you want the Broncos to go to the playoffs. Because does it change anything? If Denver wins out and all the teams you need to lose, Denver wins out, gets in, are they still in the market for a new quarterback? Even, let's just say this, Drew Lock has three perfect games, no turnovers, two touchdowns per game, he's flirting with 300 yards per game. I mean, I know, I'm throwing out the complete what-if side of it. But if he is damn near perfect in three games, get you into a playoff game, are the Broncos strongly considering going with Drew Lock next year? Or has that ship officially sailed?
I think they strongly consider until they find somebody better. If somebody better is on the board, you go after somebody better.
Rodgers or Wilson, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the draft class, and I'm just not seeing this being the year. You got Corral, Pickett. I just don't see it. Even Carson Strong, who I watched a lot of games. I'm not of the mindset that the future, I think that you're reaching. Now watch, this quarterback class might turn out to be the strongest ever in the next 5-10 years. We're talking about these guys. But there's nothing obvious there. Here's what I like about the idea of Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers more than anything, is because don't you feel like, and I know I'm going to go extreme here, but what did the Broncos have before Peyton Manning got to town? They had a pretty good defense, right? That kept them winning games and kept them in games until Tebow Magic took over. They had Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Julius Thomas. Did they get him? I think it was his second year with Manning there. The point is, you could argue that save for the quarterback position, the Broncos looked like they still had some pretty good pieces to their roster. A defense, some nice offensive weapons, good offensive line, a good enough running game. And if Manning came to town, he could tie that all together. Do you feel like this roster right now is in that same position. That if you just get an A-list quarterback, that person can tie everything together. I feel like that's the case. I feel like if Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers was on this team right now, you are winning games despite your coach, your head coach. He's making all the weird calls, but you have a quarterback that can make up for the bad clock management, for the bad play calls by Pat Shurmur. I like your defense. I think this Denver defense is, if you're elite, that means you're top one or two. They're not elite. Elite gets thrown around too easily. They're not elite. Are they good? Are they great? Is this a great defense? I think you could say that this is a great defense. Is it a great run game? Yes. Great run game, great defense. So if you added a better quarterback to that, then yeah, I think that's what you're missing. Now, even if this class is amazing at quarterback, that does not ensure that he's the instant fix. You got your quarterback position fixed. Because likely, they're going to need to... What are we seeing with a lot of these rookie quarterbacks? They're not all taking off. It does take time. Mac Jones has been good, but he's kind of played within the Patriots system. You need a quarterback to come to Denver that's ready-made, that's ready to go. So I'm not nuts about drafting a quarterback in this class specifically. I'm more or less this way. You plead that Drew Lock's the guy. He won't be. Even if he does perform well, you're going to have to sell that to Vic Fangio. I mean, if you're George Payton, great, you can do what you want, but the head coach still got to make that decision. And I just don't think that there's that much love there for a guy like Drew Lock. Or you really hope that you can that the Seahawks are ready to move on and they are willing to trade Russell, and Russell, you know, according to rumor, is willing to waive his no-trade clause for Broncos being one of those teams. Or Aaron Rodgers. And then you have to be willing to give up the capital. What's that capital going to look like? What is that going to look like to get those two guys? Well, last year, Aaron Rodgers, the demand was 2 to 3 first-round picks, maybe a second-round pick, and then a stud. That might be something along the same lines as Russell Wilson, maybe a little less. So as fun as it is to talk about, you still have to have that discussion as far as what to give up. So I like that. I love it. I mean, the prospect of one of those guys wearing a Broncos uniform. Whew, but I don't want to give up anything on the defensive side. What do you have to offer, though? What players do you have to offer? Huh. We'll get into more of that. I'm going to have Kevin Lytle on the program from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. The Mountain West Conference has reversed their decision. They are going to, they're basically not going to make it a forfeit in this situation, which is very good. Yes, thank you, Susan and Cheryl. It's very good. The Mountain West Conference did adjust their COVID-19 cancellation policy, which we sure were begging that they would, did come out with this, and I'll read it. The Mountain West Board of Directors yesterday approved an adjustment to the 2021-22 Mountain West COVID-19 game cancellation policy. The change was recommended by the league's director of athletics due to the current rise in COVID cases and the potential impact on winter and spring athletic programs. According to Kevin Lytle at the Coloradoan, everybody at CSU on the basketball team has been vaccinated. So you cannot how can you punish them if they've done everything that you deem necessary? So they have reversed that decision. They've taken that back. Here's what it is. If a Mountain West contest cannot be played as scheduled due to one or both teams' inability to participate related specifically to COVID-19 issues, and an effort will be made to reschedule the game if possible. If a game cannot be played and cannot be rescheduled, it shall be canceled and considered a no contest. That is huge because you do not want to blemish on that record for Colorado State. As we've learned, it wouldn't count. The loss wouldn't count in the NCAA standings or rankings or considerations, but it would count the Mountain West. That would count the standings, which could impact how the tournament plays out. And you know how that goes. 25 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. It is Christmas Eve. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the whole show. Always love having you guys on board with us. It's been a wonderful 2021. And you know what? We're going to make it a hell of a 2022 as well. We'll be right back.
Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nuggets fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I hope you guys have had a wonderful season throughout this month of December. Everybody gearing up for it. I always like it because Christmas isn't just about the day of or even Christmas Eve. It's the process throughout. It's all the Christmas music, the lights, the shopping, the family get-togethers, the Christmas parties that you're doing. I mean, there's just so much about it that's a lot of fun. So I hope you guys have had a great one. And, you know, sometimes people don't. Sometimes this is a weird time for people, a tough time for people. And hopefully, you know, whatever that takes, you can find some joy and some happiness this Christmas weekend and obviously going into the New Year celebration. We're powered by the Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up at theholeshow.com. And have some fun with that one. What would be your Christmas wish for your favorite sports teams that we talk about here on the program? Broncos to make the playoffs? Broncos to get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson when it's all said and done with? How about the Nuggets to go to an NBA Finals? Or the Avs to win the Stanley Cup? CSU, UNC, or CU to go dancing? Maybe all three. Wouldn't that be something? Go vote. Still leading is the Avalanche winning a Stanley Cup. That, I mean, you guys, again, that would be the Christmas gift, right? A championship is as good as you can get. The rest of these questions are all about, like, potentially just winning big, winning tournaments, getting into the dance, getting an opportunity to play. Avs winning, Rodgers or Wilson to the Broncos second, Nuggets advancing to the finals third, Broncos to the playoffs fourth, Colorado State to go dancing, UNC to win the Big Sky Conference tournament, or the Buffs to go dancing in March. 4% say that would be on their Christmas list is for the seat. Well, because you guys have done it before. If you're a Buffs fan, you've done it before. 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and coming up next, we're talking about the Mountain West decision to, well, kind of change what they had originally planned. They revised its cancellation policy on Wednesday, which is very good news for CSU. As you know, the Rams will not be playing New Mexico next week. That game is, at least for now, going to be rescheduled. We'll get some more details on that with Kevin. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 37 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and our CSU Rams insider. And as first reported by Kevin yesterday via Twitter, we would not be getting a chance to enjoy CSU and New Mexico to start Mountain West play next week because of more COVID issues surrounding Colorado State. But we also got some news that the Mountain West has sat down and decided to kind of change their forfeit policy. Kevin, my friend, a lot of moving parts, as always, especially these last couple of years. And yet again, the Rams, when things were at an all-time high for this team, kind of had to go on this pause. We won't see them for at least another week or so.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly a bummer. You know, the team was playing so well. You know, they had, you know, obviously the Alabama game had a lot of excitement around it. And then Mountain West play, you know, certainly was going to be exciting with how, you know, people hope CSU can do. So definitely a bummer that we're back in this place. It feels a lot like last year. You know, CSU had multiple long pauses last year, you know, one kind of because of their own issues and another because of issues with opponents. So it's kind of frustrating to be back here for everyone involved. I feel really bad for the players. I mean, they're guys who are quarantined and unable to go home for Christmas, which is a huge bummer, and certainly feeling for them and their families. But yeah, they'll get through it. Everything, you know, we'll be back to basketball soon, but certainly unfortunate.
So, Kevin, what details can you give us now? I know you've been uncovering some more information about both on the men's and women's side for Colorado State. But it's your understanding, right, that both programs are fully vaccinated.
Yeah, so the fully vaccinated, you know, the men's program, they reported 13 positive cases to the state. You know, I get technically an outbreak that mostly, you know, the guys are feeling good, you know, healthy, you know, either mild or low symptoms. You know, I think some of the coaches maybe had it a little worse than some of the players, but, you know, everyone's, you know, fairly healthy, relatively healthy. So that's the good thing. And I think the vaccination, they're certainly happy to have that. And this is why, that policy had to change, not just because of CSU, but for the Mountain West overall. As we're seeing, you know, especially as Omicron spreads, more people that are vaccinated are testing positive. It might be very light symptoms or even no symptoms, but more positive tests. So you can't have teams, you know, the whole point of the forfeit policy was basically to encourage vaccinations. And that happened. You know, CSU, like I said, is fully vaccinated. So how could you punish a team for being unable to play when they've done, you know, they've done the thing that they're asked to do? You know, it's just kind of the newest, you know, thing we're finding out, you know, learning with this variant of the Omicron variant is more positive tests in vaccinated people. So yeah, it had to change. You know, it would be ludicrous if you had a team, you know, just happen to get forfeit wins against, you know, say the top four teams in a conference and go win a conference title because of that. So the way things shook out yesterday, you know, public announcement was actually, I think, in reverse order of how they actually happened. I think, well, you know, from what I understand, everyone knew, New Mexico knew, CSU knew, the Mountain West knew that game wouldn't happen, but they wanted to wait to revise the policy before announcing all that type of stuff. So yeah, a lot of moving parts, but the good news is, you know, the men's team, I say, they're, you know, on the recovering side of illness right now, I think, and hopefully should be good and practicing, you know, early next week.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping for. And of course, this was good news with the Mountain West. You kind of alluded to it in your tweets, Kevin. We figured we were going to get this because of what was happening, not just in basketball, but throughout the country. And you're seeing other conferences say the same thing. So if they can't find a way to reschedule that New Mexico game, it would just go down as a no contest, right?
Yep, exactly right. So the previous policy said it would have been a forfeit for CSU. That got changed. So now, as long as you hold up players, then it just goes down as a no contest if they're unable to reschedule. And we'll see. I mean, I know they said they'll try and reschedule. I'm not sure the true feasibility of that, but I guess that's a discussion for another day, another time, because, you know, more than likely we're going to have more postponements. I think it would be foolish to think this will be the only one. So yeah, but it's just a no contest if that game doesn't happen. So it just doesn't exist anywhere. It's just wiped from the schedule.
Kevin, so we know obviously no CSU Rams action next week on the men's side. What about the women's side? What do we know about that? They were set to go up against Boise State, right?
Yeah, basically we don't know a ton right now. You know, they haven't had to report, you know, a big outbreak to the state, so hopefully they had fewer players. And there's been no announcement, which, you know, is the most encouraging thing that maybe they will play. I would still say TBD, and frankly, we're back in that mode where every game, I think, is TBD. I mean, how many, you know, we just saw CU and Kansas the other night
right.
Get called off, what, an hour and a half before tip. So I think we're back into that mode of until the ball literally tips. You don't know for sure if the game is happening, but hopefully the women can get going. Because, you know, obviously we talk about the men's team a lot here, but the women's team is 9-1, and mm-hmm. you know, they didn't play as tough a schedule, but they, you know, you play who's in front of you, and they beat pretty much everyone. And, you know, the Mountain West is very winnable on that side. So it's not ludicrous to think of a way that both teams could be playing in the NCAA tournaments this year.
Wow. Yeah, and that's what's – and again, we know the bigger picture stuff. It's all about safety and everything. But as we just analyzed the sports side of it, it's just such a bummer because you have both teams. It just feels like it was just a rolling train, man. They were going 100 million miles per hour, and then – bam, they hit a brick wall. We all circled CSU Alabama to start the season and really wanted to see that take place. And then just to add insult to injury, Alabama loses the game that they rescheduled or that they scheduled in place of CSU. So I know Rams fans were looking at that saying, man, that could have been it. That could have been something. A win there launches us well into the teens as far as the top 25 is concerned.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Davidson is a good team, no doubt. Yeah. But yeah, seeing them win, and yeah, I think a lot of people, I got a few texts of that. I was like, oh, man, we could have gone down there and beat them. And yeah, that'd be such a great resume piece and all that. And it would have been, you know, obviously you can't transfer results over, you know, just because Davidson beat Alabama doesn't mean CSU would have. But yeah, it absolutely is a huge bummer not get that game. But I guess what I will say is, I don't want to say the good thing because I'm not sure we can call any of this good, but better now than, you know, in late February to get hit with this. Then all of a sudden you're going on pause for 2 or 3 weeks before, you know, the Mountain West tournament or something that could really, you know, ruin your chances of making a postseason. So, you know, there's no good time for this, but I think now, you know, from the pure basketball sense, now is a better time than others could be.
Yeah, no question. Well, you know, I guess the good thing is on this is CSU didn't have to play, didn't play Tulsa, didn't play Alabama, yet they moved up a couple of spots. So that's kind of how it goes, though. We see that teams, there's always moving parts in this top 25 thing. So if you're a Rams fan, at least you look at that. You wake up a couple of days ago and you look at it and say, hey, we're no longer 23, we're 21.
Yeah, and that goes to, you know, the wins they do have working for them. You know, they beat Creighton and beat them pretty handily. And last week, Creighton beat top 10 Villanova pretty handily. So you know, that kind of, I think that type of thing, the trickle-down effect, is like, oh, okay, maybe that Creighton win was a little better than we thought. You know, it's kind of going through the mind of some voters. So yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. Another good thing is, you know, last year, CSU basically didn't really have a non-conference schedule. They had one decent game on the schedule, and that was St. Mary's. Obviously, we know how that went last year. So they didn't have a chance to build a resume. So even though they lost the Tulsa and Alabama games this year, they've still built a nice resume. I mean, the Mississippi State, Creighton, and St. Mary's wins are all going to look quite nice. So CSU, despite, you know, losing the Alabama opportunity, they've still built a nice-looking resume.
Yeah, no question. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And so I guess we'll see how this impacts everyone. But do you expect, on the men's side of things, Kevin, do you expect CSU to be ready for their next game, the second conference game?
Yeah, so assuming they're able to start practicing, you know, early to mid next week, that will give them, you know, depending on exactly when they start, that would give them about a week to prepare for Air Force on January 4th. So that's a pretty good amount of time. You know, it's not perfect, it's not ideal, but at least you'll have some days to get your legs under you. And then, you know, starting with Air Force is probably about as good as you can hope for. You know, the kind of bottom end of the conference, you know, they're always tough to play against and very disciplined in what they do and play kind of a funky system, but still, I think you'd rather have that than, you know, be going to Viejas to play San Diego State or something. So yeah, I think the way the schedule lines up is decent to try and hopefully get that game, get that win, and then you head to Boise, and that's going to be a real tough one. So yeah, there's not a ton of room to ease into it, but you know, for being in the middle of the season, it's probably about as good as you can hope for.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, unfortunate that we're in this pause, but like you said, be patient. At some point, we'll get basketball back again. I wanted to pick your brain for just a moment, Kevin, while we have you. CSU's got their defensive coordinator hiring someone we know pretty good in the Big Sky Conference, Montana State's Freddie Banks. So what can you tell us initially about this move?
Yeah, it's, you know, on the surface, I think it's an intriguing hire. You know, Frey Banks is his first year as a defensive coordinator anywhere at Montana State. He was the cornerbacks coach with Jay Norvell at Nevada in 2020, so they have a little bit of experience working together. He's kind of a young up-and-comer. Montana State's defense is phenomenal. They're I think second maybe in the FCS in points, and I think third in maybe total yards. They're right up there in all the categories. You know, last week they beat South Dakota State, who throttled CSU to start the season. They pitched a second-half shutout against South Dakota State. So, again, those aren't, you know, immediately transferable, but at least gives you an indication. So, yeah, I think it's an intriguing hire. I like the idea of giving a young up-and-coming coach a chance, because CSU's last couple defensive coordinators have been, you know, retread is kind of a harsh word, but you know, guys that have kind of been around a lot and you know, pretty old veteran type coaches, and the defenses, to be very frank, weren't good. So why not give a young up-and-comer a chance and see how he can do at CSU? So he still has the national title to coach with Montana State, so he won't truly join CSU until that's done in early January. But yeah, I think on the surface, pretty intriguing hire.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm excited about it. I like what you said too. Kind of, hey, go with this kind of younger coordinator that you can grow with. I like that side of things sometimes. As you said, rather than just kind of recycling through guys that have, you know, they've made a career of it, but maybe not knocking it out of the park anymore. Kevin, appreciate you as always, man. We're up against a break, but I just wanted to say we love having your insight on this program. You and Chris, of course, joining us each and every week, talking when there are things to talk about. Talking Rams basketball, football throughout the season. Love the folks at the Colorado, and we just want to wish you and yours and your family, the Colorado, and a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, my man.
Yeah, likewise to you and everyone there at KFK. We love working with you guys, and we're excited for the College Hoop Tip-Off Show to return in the new year, and we'll actually have some tip-offs to talk about, hopefully.
Have some and some great Mountain West play coming up, too, so I'm very excited about that. Kevin, be careful, man, and yeah, I'm off next week, so we'll reconnect in the new year, my friend.
Sounds great. Have a great holiday to everyone.
All right, man. There's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Well, good news. Defensive coordinator for CSU. Now it's going to be Freddie Banks, who was first-time defensive coordinator for Montana State, and as we've said, they're doing some pretty big things on the FCS side of things. So I like that story. CSU basketball, no go next week. Women's, we're still waiting to see if they're going to play a game. But we're hopeful, thankful that the Mountain West Conference did reverse that decision and won't be throwing forfeits around, which could severely impact the Mountain West standings going forward. 51 minutes after the hour. Shout out to No Limit Collectibles. Last minute Christmas gift ideas, they're open. Stop by No Limit. Take a look. They got Pokemon. Okay, maybe not for the sports fan in your life. You've got tons of decor for the man cave, for the rooms, for your kids' room, for your office, you name it. Get it going over at No Limit Collectibles. Last second Christmas shopping. You've got a sports fan, it's pretty damn easy. Basketball cards, all that. That's No Limit Collectibles. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're going to wrap up hour number one when we come back.
Nuggets insights, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins Colorado and your CSU insider on the Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. It's the Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Thanks for being with us here. Hope you are set to have a wonderful Christmas weekend and on to the New Year celebration next week. I do have a pair of tickets to give away, my final pair for tonight. If you want to go, I know it's last minute, but it's Nuggets, it's Hornets tonight. Let's see if the Nuggets can bounce back and get a W. I'm going to go caller number two right now. I just need your first and last name and an email address. Caller number two, 970-353-1310, 970-353-1310. Be caller two, and you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets and the Hornets tonight at Ball Arena. We'll be right back for the second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.